So Moses needs to know, in addition to all the other things Jesus has, God has told him, he is really in the presence of the Lord. Because he's in the presence of the Lord, shouldn't that make him know that he needs to start moving and stop the debating? And that's what he does. Because when you finally you hear the Lord, then what should be your fears? Who could ever defeat the Lord of the universe? Who could ever defeat him? So I think it would be important to hear him talk, hear God introducing himself as the Lord. You know, even Christ, Jesus, is Jesus Christ, the Lord. And Paul keeps using that word, the Lord, so that you know, even as we talk about a Savior, we mean about the Lord. Many of us are saved, but they don't want the Lordship of Christ. They don't want him to control every aspect of their lives. Certain areas, they want the Lord to take over, but certain other areas, oh Lord, this one I can handle. He cannot be the Lord when you yourself are a Lord somewhere. You need to come to where every area of your life, you give him access. It kind of will look like he'll mess you up because your neatly done plan could be destroyed when you did. But you know, because he is the Lord, you obey him because he loves you. You know whatever he will give in will not be for your evil.